Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast, the second to last podcast for February 2022. So I guess that makes this the second 2022 podcast. I'm not sure there's any mathematical or numerical or even oddities in that. It's simply fun to say and kind of weird. One of those things that you don't think about, and then you're sitting there getting ready to do a podcast, and whammo, it's there. One of the things that I've been thinking about adding to my podcast is a selection of music. You have to be careful because you can only use public domain music in a podcast. You can't use, you know, current hits or current music or rock and roll stuff that, you know, has been in the last 20 years. But that's okay because I like older music anyway. It's kind of fun, and, you know, I'm a bigger fan of older music anyway. I'm also thinking about and reading a couple of books right now focused on trying to figure out, just trying to figure things out. One of the things I promised myself to do is to reread Cervantes' Don Quixote, The Man of La Mancha. It's a book that I read probably 30 years ago now when I was in college, and I haven't read it since then. I picked it up and read parts of it, but I haven't really read the book since that time. So one of the things I'm thinking about doing, one of the things I'm looking at, you know, is rereading that book. I'm also going to reread my traditional reread. I've reread the book 5 or 6 times now, and that is Edwin Abbott's Flatlands. I first got a copy of Flatlands when I was 14 years old. My dad gave me a copy. And then, interestingly, for my 40th birthday, he gave me another copy. So I've read that book many times. My copy's a little dog-eared, but, you know, it is a book that I enjoy. The concept of a world of lines is one that interests me. And I don't know, for some reason I've been on a cosmological physics bent in the last 4 or 5 months and really trying to rethink through some of the things that kind of impact how technology expands, because technology is bound by the speed of light. So, you know, as we think about what technology is doing and how networks operate and how things work in the world around us, you know, that's kind of an important thing to consider. It's part of the concept that I built called the Enterprise Resource Triangle, where, you know, you look at the three components of the triangle being the device, the landscape, and the destination. All three are critical together. The destination is what you're aiming for, what you're trying to get to, and how you think you can get it. The landscape is the reality of the network. What's the transportation modality to get you to where you need to be? And then the device is what you're using. If you think about the device of 10 years ago, it was likely a laptop, possibly a desktop. But it was highly unlikely that it was either a cell phone or a tablet first. Today, in 2022, it's likely a tablet or cell phone first, and less likely it is going to be one of the other tool sets. As the laptop and desktop continue to decline, the reality is there are more and more you know, cell phones in the world, and that device becomes critical. But the three in conjunction become critical. And that's one of the things I'm thinking about right now, one of the things I'm kind of mentally working on, you know, is the concept of when you add edge computing to the enterprise resource triangle, what happens? Well, it happens, that's pretty good. English is my 11th language. Baby talk and gibberish are my first two. Sadly, I don't have a southern drawl, so I can't count that as one of my versions of English. But the reality is, if you consider, you know, moving things to the edge, you're able to move then the landscape connection to the edge. You're able to move the destination to the edge. You're able to move the device closer to both of those things. So it's an interesting plurality, as it were. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you for listening.